Are you tired of not knowing what to do with your fitness and nutrition? Do you struggle with the vast amount of information available? Well, let me welcome you to your one-stop shop for fitness and nutrition advice. Let's simplify the crazy with useful tips and tricks to help you achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott, and let's get started. Welcome back, everyone. I am Scott, your host of the Scott Speaks Fitness Podcast. Again, man, every time I say it, I'm like, I need a new name, but I don't know. Maybe it's sticking. I don't know. Let me know. Give me your feedback or whatever it is, your suggestions in the comments section of the podcast. I would love to hear it because I'm trying to think of something. I have some ideas, but I'm like, maybe I'll just keep it because it kind of works with everything else, but who knows? Anyway, today I found myself having a conversation with a mother of three, actually, a mother of three who was having trouble getting to the gym. Just, you know, she was trying to sign up, whatever it was. And it was just like, you know, like, she doesn't have time. Like, the kids are at home, virtual school. You know, she has to work from home right now. It's just like there's, and by the way, the kids are younger too. So it's like, oh my gosh, just absolutely crazy. And it's no time, really. That was the essence of it. She had no time to work out. And I empathize with her. I'm like, look, I don't understand what you're going through. I do not have three children, okay? And someday, well, maybe. Who knows? Maybe. Maybe two. Three seems like a lot to me, honestly. Three is like, maybe two. Two, I guess I could do three. I need at least one boy. At least one boy. If I have two girls first, I will probably try for a boy for the third. But if I get three girls, that is the universe telling me to stop. That's the universe. Okay, like, you're not getting a boy. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll probably stop there at three. But hopefully I get a boy first, then I can have another kid and just have it a girl. But I do want a girl too, but, you know, I do want at least one boy. I want both. Give me two children. One boy, older boy, younger girl, so that the older boy can protect his younger sister long term. That's the goal, okay? So if you're out there, let me know. But anyway, you know, she has three kids, and she is just stressed to the max. You know, she's working 60 hours a week, whatever it might be, and, you know, kids are home, husband's away because he's working, and look, it's stressful. And, you know, she has a lot of trouble making it to a gym, so she can't go to a gym. We went through her schedule, and she couldn't go to the gym. And I agree with her. I'm like, look, like, right now is not the best time. You got three kids, and one of them is like two, one of them is like four. Look, you got no time. I get it. Your parents, you get it. And I'm not saying everyone has time. This is a time in your life that you kind of have to focus on your children and do what you have to do to survive. Okay, I get it. I have a friend who, you know, has a newborn, and oh my gosh, like, his sleep deprivation is off the charts. And if he ever listened to this, he'll know I'm talking exactly about him because he used those exact words with us. So anyway, what did I recommend? Okay, and this is for those of you who may not have three kids, who may just be lazy, who may not know where to start, who may just have an excuse of, I don't want to go to the gym because I work from home and I'm afraid of all this and this and this and workouts scare me and the gym sucks. And okay, fine, whatever. So not to be mean or anything like that, but let's say you're just getting started out, or let's say you really don't have a lot of time, okay? You don't have a lot of time. There are still ways to make this work, okay? And I'm gonna throw out a couple to you that you can use. So hopefully you can get started or at least do something. Because like I said in the previous podcast, doing something is always, always better than nothing. You gotta do something, okay? And again, doing something, at least you can maintain and put off the negative effects until you eventually have the time or eventually build the habits to do it, okay? So if it was me, and this is what I told them, and I'm going to follow back up with them and see what they said and kind of maybe we'll do a report on it. But basically, I was like, look, you wake up in the morning, you know, you have your cup of coffee, you do all this. You need to be able to find 10 minutes throughout the entire day. Maybe it's when your kids are taking a nap. Maybe it's when you have a lunch break. Maybe whatever it might be, okay? Just take even 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, and come up beforehand. So take, you know, come up with a plan ahead of time. So maybe take another 5 minutes before that. So a total of 15 minutes, five maybe on a Sunday, and map everything out. And then every other day, you take 10 minutes each day. Take 10 minutes, okay? So 10 minutes each day, whether it's at 9 o'clock at night or 5 o'clock in the morning or midday, whatever it is, take 10 minutes and do something. And I'm not talking about just walking. If you're going to do normal walking, you do that normally. I'm talking like do a physical activity that you don't normally do. And this is my recommendations. I was like, look, whatever you like to do, do it. Get yourself 10 minutes to do it while your kids are napping. Make your husband take it. Make, you know, if you're a single parent, okay, you know, maybe have your kids do it with you. Kids love doing this stuff, okay? Don't think that you can't do it with you, all right? Or maybe you go on a walk with your dog, bring your kids with you. Do it on your walk. I see people all the time with strollers, with their dogs. They'll be doing lunges outside. I kid you not. They're lunging with the stroller. That is perfect. I absolutely love that because they're getting it done. They understand this is the only time they have is doing that. So what I recommended is you find the 10 minutes. So let's say that excluding any walks, okay, any walks that you might do with children or just time, let's say you have 10 minutes to kill, not to kill, but you find yourself with, you know, a meeting ended early or whatever, you find yourself with 10 minutes throughout the day, kids are asleep or you're not busy or you're off a work call, whatever it might be, 10 minutes. Here are some of the main exercises I would recommend that you do with zero equipment, and you just do this every day. And then you just try to get better at these every single day. Number one is push-ups. Whether they're knee push-ups, wall push-ups, or push-up push-ups, or incline push-ups, do push-ups. The goal, obviously, is to do normal push-ups, okay, and do them well. And, you know, obviously, I'm not going to explain how to do a push-up. Maybe in another podcast, I'll explain exactly, but go online, look up a push-up proper form, do all that, a push-up. And let's just say you do 10 push-ups, okay? And if you have to do knee push-ups, you do 10 knee push-ups. And then let's do body weight seated squats. So you put a chair behind you and you squat down to where your butt touches the seat and you come back up. You don't sit on the seat, you just touch it, come back up. Seated squats, let's say you do, and then you do, off the top of my head here, jumping jacks. And you do 30 jumping jacks. And you repeat that order for 10 minutes straight, just go. And maybe you keep track of what you do every time you do it. Those are three things. You're working out your upper body, your lower body, and cardio. Okay, upper body, lower body, cardio. Again, though, this is not the end all be all. There's 100 other exercises you can do. But look how simple that is. Literally, you need 10 minutes and you just do it. 5, 10 push-ups, you know, 15 body weight squats and 30 jumping jacks. Repeat, go. And you just go as long as much as you can without as little a break as possible. If you need a break, you take a break, but you just do it. And then you maybe track it if you can. Maybe, oh, I did this, I did 30 jumping jacks, I did this, I did 3 sets. Okay, write it down. Next time, do it again. 10 minutes. And at least it is something. At least it is something, and you will feel a lot better getting that done. And maybe when things start to settle down, you'll be able to expand on that exercise list and expand on what you're doing, get more time, maybe eventually get to the gym, maybe get outside. And again, like I said earlier, if you got kids, go on the walk, do lunges while you push the stroller. Okay. Or if your kids are bothering you, make them do them with you. They love jumping. I've trained kids. I'm like, hey, let's play a game. Who can jump the longest? Go. And we all just jump. And that's what you do. I mean, like, again, people are like, oh, well, warming up for this kind of crap. For this kind of stuff, you know, like, you don't need really to warm up too much. Just do it. Okay. I wouldn't worry too much about warming up for a push-up. Okay. Maybe move your arms a little bit, but again, like, you can only do what you can do. If you only have 10 minutes, do a quick little 30-second warm, get the arms moving a little bit and just get to it. Again, I'm not advocating not warming up. I think people understand that at some point you have to just kind of keep moving and not worry about the mechanics as much. It's not like you're lifting 500 pounds on a bench press, right? And you need to warm up and lubricate the muscles in there and things like that. It's a push up. Okay. Or even if you want to warm up, do some arm circles, do some arm swings to start and do some leg swings to start. It takes you a minute to do all that stuff to get blood flowing. But yeah, kids outside. Lunges, jumping, all that stuff outside. Make your kids join you. Make it a family thing. Make it something, hey, let's make 10 minutes of, and maybe they'll actually, if you have kids, won't it help them with their whole energy thing, the unlimited supply that they have, those little suicide machines that they are? Like, kids are crazy. Okay. We all know kids are crazy. And obviously I want them, but oh my God, they're crazy. But again, there's always a way. And this mother of three told me that, number one, originally she's like, can I work out? I'm going to work out with my kids. I said, yes. And then find 10 minutes in between meetings or in between lunch to just get these little workouts. I give those exact workouts to do because I think that's what's going to help her the most. Those are your bigger muscle groups for the most part. So those will help you out the most. And then from there, as you get more time, you can adapt and grow on that, but it's at least 10 minutes. And maybe someday she does just some stretching. Maybe someday, maybe if you have other equipment, you can do other things. But with no equipment, off the top of your head, push-ups, squats to a chair or something like that, a lower S chair, so you can go at least 90 degrees, if not more than your squat, and then maybe some sort of cardio. It could be mountain climbers, it could be burpees, it could be squat jumps. I don't recommend squat jumps and doing squats. That's tough. It could be jumping jacks, things like that, okay? Plank jacks, planks, just doing normal planks, things like that. Pick three exercises and do them and switch them up every single day just to get something in, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to, you might not see the greatest results, but you will feel better. Your body's going to appreciate this, and long term, this will get you into the good mindset of being able to do these exercises and not coming up with excuses not to do them. Okay. I understand people don't have as much time as me or some other people, and they have a lot of constant stressors going on. But there is a way to do it. You just have to put in the work to find the way, and then you can do it. So take 5 minutes on Sunday, plan out your day. On Monday, push-ups, squats, jumping jacks. On Tuesday, push-ups, lunges, and mountain climbers. On Wednesday, yoga moves. I'm going to do 5 yoga moves on a video I saw, a 10-minute video on YouTube. On Thursday, family fun. My kids are home. We're all going to do, you know, jumping jacks and squat jumps and who can hold the plank the longest, right? Like, crap, like, again, like, I've done this before with plenty of children and they love it. So outside, I gotta walk. I'm going to walk the dog. I'm going to do lunges with the dog and I'm going to do sprints with the dog and all this fun stuff. So there are ways to do it. There are ways to get your heart rate going. There are ways to move your body. You just have to kind of find it and think it through, all right? And if you are having trouble, I do on my website have a free video to go through how to make your own at-home workout without equipment online. So scottspeaksfitness.com, go to the website, scottspeaksfitness.com, and there is a video on there to show you how to create your own workout. Super simple, super easy, with basically no equipment, okay? And just to show you how to do it. So if you can't go to a gym, you have no equipment, look at that video, totally free, just on the website, go to it, scottspeaksfitness.com. Also, if you are someone who has a topic they want to talk about, go to scottspeaksfitness.com and message me. Let me know what topics you are struggling with. What is your pain point? How can I help you get better with your health and fitness? Message me on there. If you have my number, text me. Feel free to text me or DM me on Facebook or Instagram. Do whatever it is. I want to bring the message to you. I want messages that apply to you. I want you to feel good about these things. So message me, scottspeaksfitness.com, with any ideas that you might have or things that are trouble or pain points for you, or watch the video on how to create your own workout. Super simple, super easy, so that you can start improving your life even when you don't have, quote unquote, any time to spare. All right. That being said, if you enjoyed today's episode, please give it a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever. I think it's also on Google Podcasts. I think that's a thing, or maybe it's like pinned. I don't know. Anyway, wherever you may listen to it, give it a like, give it a follow, give it a 5-star review so other people like yourself can get this information. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.